Yeah, a couple things out there. Tigers have 75 games left in the regular season. And right now stand at 59 wins. The Vegas win totals just came out. The adjusted win totals came out. And for the Tigers, I think the adjusted win total was at 96 for the season, which compared to was at the preseason, it's expected to be 13 more wins than what the preseason prediction was, which is the most in baseball, which is, I find that interesting to see that. But we did have some ticket texts coming in about who needs to step up the most, which player needs to have the biggest impact in the second half. From my name texter, Spencer Torkelson has the biggest ceiling as far as contribution is concerned. Now, Torque has played 91 games this year. He's got 21 homers, 59 RBIs, 826 OPS, all very solid numbers for a guy who didn't have a position going into spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Can Torkelson be that guy? Should he be that guy? He could very well be the guy that has the big upside. And if Riley Green continues to have a great season, and if Torkelson ups his game, that combination of 3-4 in the lineup is really good.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If Torkelson just basically stays on pace, he'll end up with like 36, 37 home runs maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah. So who would have thought that going into the season?
Not many.
No.
No, because like I said, he didn't even have a position. They had already made their mind up that they were going to, when they signed Gleyber Torres to play second base and Colt Keith was going to go play first base. Mm-hmm. So what was it going to leave for Torque? Platoon duty or
right.
Some DH duty?
And yeah.
He earned a spot. The Tiger, I think, needs to step up and have a huge second half for it to keep going well is Jack Flaherty. He needs to be more consistent for the rotation to succeed. That's Marlon and Walt Blake.
He needs to be able to go six innings.
I agree. I think all the starters have to look the second half of the season. They need to take some of the weight off the bullpen and pitch six innings. It's not asking a ton. I mean, no. I know baseball has changed, but has it changed that much?
No.
Unnamed texter just says one name, Reese Olson. And maybe it's just thinking that somebody has to emerge as being that solid number two.
Correct.
And I think that Casey Mize has done a great job, but weren't expecting it to be Casey Mize.
Right.
My wife's nickname is My wife's nickname is Beef. Was given her by her oldest brother. She played D1 basketball at Oakland University and was their best player for 4 years. Shout out to Bethany Waterworth.
All right. Beef.
And and the last ticket texture on this topic says Will Vest is the one that has to be the guy to step it up in the second half. I think Will Vest pitched awfully well in the first half of the season up to this point. Maybe not his last outing or two, but otherwise is done just fine. We bring up the nickname topic because Big Dumper is the nickname for Cal Raleigh, and it's just flat out hysterical.
Yeah, but the good thing about him is people can just call him Dumper, okay?
Right.
Because it's like Pat Verbeek had the greatest nickname in the world.
Little ball of hate.
But nobody walked around the high little ball of hate.
Right.
Or like, what's his name? Nicholas Lidstrom. The perfect human. You know, he's walking down the street. Bill's like, hi, perfect human. So that's...
Right, it's different.
That's not really a nickname.
So, Big Dumper is hysterical.
Right.
And calling a guy Dumper in everyday parlance is great.
It's funny.
To have somebody like that. Yeah. What's the guy in your group or girl in your group? Because that's the other question. Like, do women even have the nicknames that are actually bestowed upon them by other women?
My friend group and my college friends and people I grew up with, my wife and my mother always said, it's amazing. Nobody ever uses their first name. Usually you just use their last name.
Right.
You know, Wolfen or whatever. So he's called Wolfie because Wolf is his last name. But one of my good friends growing up we called him Juice because his first name was Jay and he liked O.J. Simpson. So we called him Juice. This is way before the murder, obviously. Yes.
Thank you for clearing that up. Mm-hmm. I was worried about it.
Just make sure.
Let's go to Loudon. You're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Loudon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So growing up, I'm named after a character from the movie
Loudon
Quest from the 19. Yep,
Loudon Swain. Yeah, it was great movie.
Great movie. Haven't seen it in a while. Got to rewatch it. But growing up, during like playing sports and stuff, like if I ever got my name called like from the announcers or anything, they'd always pronounce it Luden. So like around eighth grade, I think my dad came up with cough drop, or he definitely came up with it. But ever since then, I have been cough drop after Luden's cough drop.
I like it. I like it.
Very clever.
You know, the funny thing is when I looked at the screen, I saw the name Loudon. My first thought was Vision Quest and the character Loudon Swain. Great movie about wrestling.
Take after him as much as I could.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Loudon. The movie came out in the mid-80s. It's a movie that still holds up as an inspirational sports movie about high school wrestling. Pretty freaking good. I always liked the movie. And then the soundtrack to Vision Quest is amazing. Great soundtrack on that.
Okay.
Lunatic Fringe, the song by Red Ryder in that movie. That was well done. Christine, you're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Christine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Love the show. So, day I was born, had my first baby picture taken, and I had my fist up, like my Dukes up. So, my dad's been calling me Duke since day one, I'm 47 years old. And so, my nieces and nephews, I'm Aunt Duke. Like, my 5 and 7-year-old niece and nephew, I don't even know if they know my name is Christine. but growing up, teachers, like, sports articles in the newspaper would say Duke Edwards. So all my friends and family still call me Duke.
I like it. I like it a lot, Christine. Thank you very much. When I was in high school, one of the guys I played football with had gotten into a fight after a pickup football game that we were in, or during a pickup football game. And he gets squared off for this one guy, and we're all excited because we're like, well, he's a tough guy. We want to watch him win this fight. He ends up, instead, he doesn't throw a punch and gets hit 3 times in a row. And so we went with the ironic way. So we started calling him Dukes because he didn't put the Dukes up. Great guy. I haven't seen him in forever. But it was a loving nickname. Nobody faulted him for it. Right. We just kind of think we'll call you Dukes. Garrett is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Y'all all right?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Well, so mine is ERK or URK. It's short for Urkel.
Right.
I got that in college. A gentleman just happened to call me that, and then for some odd reason, I look like him, so it kind of stuck. So even to this day, you know, my frat brothers, there's 11 of them, and they still call me that. And here in the city, I may have about 4 more names. My name is Garrett Morris, M-O-R-S-E, M-O-R-R-I-S.
Like, right, not the Saturday Night Live guy, right.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of that over the years.
And people start calling you Chico Escuela or something like that.
Yeah.
Right, sounds great. Thanks, Garrett. We appreciate it. Urkel, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Some ticket text coming in. My name is Isaac, and all of my friends shortened it to Sack or Zach from Rochester. Guy's calling another guy Sack. That's funny. That's always funny.
Yes, it is.
My nickname is Red because I have red hair. That's from Kim in Sterling Heights.
Okay.
Trust you.
Yeah.
Real name is Lance. Nickname is Spear.
Okay.
Yeah. One of my best friends is a retired police officer and Marine. I was introduced to him with the name Law Dog. Didn't even know his actual name for months. That's from Mike. Just start calling the dude Law Dog. What's up, Law Dog? What's his name? Who's, I don't know. I call him Law Dog. Just works. My grandfather, who emigrated to this country from Sweden, could not pronounce my father's name. My dad's name was Hugh. It wasn't his father. It was my mom's father.
Right.
So when my mom started dating my dad, would bring him over by the house, and my grandfather could not pronounce Hugh. So we just called him Big Guy. That was the big guy for the rest of his, you know, I think he lived 30-some years or so after they had started dating. So it was always the Big Guy. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's go and pick up Doug in White Lake. Doug, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Doug.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Sure.
You guys got a great show.
Thank you.
Two answers to the questions. Parker Meadows definitely has to go. Send him down to AAA. The other thing, when I played Pee Wee hockey years and years ago, my name was Douglas, right?
Yeah.
And they shortened it to Diggin Dugan. So that's what they shortened my name to, Diggin Dugan.
You're not really shortening it if your name is Doug.
Yeah, well, Dugan. Short for Doug. Dugan.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. As far as Parker Meadows is concerned,
we said this yesterday.
Yeah, we asked the question, do the Tigers have a Parker Meadows problem? And I'm not sure how long you give Parker Meadows after the All-Star break to get it going, but
you give him two series.
Well, here's what I look at. They've got 2 weeks until the trade deadline, or, you know, it's now 16 days till the trade deadline. It'll be 2 weeks, I think, to the day when the Tigers start playing baseball again, or just around there. So he gets to that point. I'm not saying they're going to trade for an outfielder because I think they have plenty of solutions in-house. But what I am saying is they're going to trade for somebody else. And when they trade for somebody else, not necessarily an outfielder, but they're going to have to find a roster spot on the actual team. So when they do that, someone has to get sent down. He's going to have to pick up.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, significantly. I mean, he's your guy that has the most to give, and I think you're right. I think you're 100% right, because if he's back to being what he was in the second half of last year,
right,
that's an all-star player.
Pretty much.
In every facet of the game.
Yeah.
With the elite speed, the elite defensive abilities, and then, I mean, he hit 300 in the second half last year. That would be great. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. You want to come up with your crazy nicknames, anything close to Big Dumper? We're not looking for derogatory nicknames. Please keep it clean. You can text us at 248-539-9797 or call us at the same number. And we also asked the question, do women have nicknames? Do women give each other nicknames?
Yeah. So
and does it only stay in the circle of women so that if guys are around you, you keep quiet about it?
Yeah.
You don't say anything.
We've had two women with nicknames who called up, but they were given to them by their fathers.
Yeah, we had Dukes, and what was the other
Beef.
One? Beef. It's still funny.
Yeah.
There it is. 97.1, the ticket.